All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer the third here for another edition of the EG3 podcast. Boy, I'm so irritated right now, not about this podcast, but other things. I'm not gonna call out, which I should, but I'm not gonna do that. But anyways, welcome back to the EG3 podcast. Sports, running, whatever point comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. For listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging out with us all year long. You've joined us all year long, or you've been in and out of the podcast, or you've been hanging out during marathon season. And of course, lottery season has been popping up as of lately as well. Thank you for hanging out throughout the 2025 season. We are quickly approaching the end of October, and of course, Halloween this Friday, of course, and then the calendar year, ladies and gentlemen, will turn November here in a couple of days. So again, the EG3 podcast, get it wherever you listen to your favorite. Can't see, I do this every show, talk about my other podcast, the K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. If you're a K-State fan, definitely go check it out. We've been hopping as of lately there, and it's all because of you guys, K-State Nation out there. So thank you so much. So thank you so much for that. So that's my other pitch, my other podcast there, the Purple Project Podcast, Everyday Podcast. See, that, and that's why I'm so accustomed to saying that now with that. But yeah, K-State Athletics been busy there as well. And obviously, congratulations to our sports teams, the baseball team, the volleyball team, and the football team. Yeah, because this is my podcast. K-State taking care of KU across the board last week there. I didn't even know baseball played until I saw the schedule last Friday. Oh, K-State baseball playing a little fall baseball going on here in the fall semester. So they got it done last week as well. So wow, just that's great to beat your rival there as well. So there's that as well. But yeah, all right. So trying to get refocused, because before hopping on this podcast, I'm just over some certain things, and I'm not going to spill those over to this episode, because I've been kind of holding off on the market recap, which you're going to get to for this particular episode. This might be a little short because it's been a couple weeks now, but market to market, that's where the last time EG3 Fast Eddie competed. But this was a team relay. I don't really count this, but hey, our half marathon coming up next weekend. Yeah, so I'm gonna be recording ahead, actually. Obviously, NASCAR with they're coming to the end of the 2025 season themselves with the championship races this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. So you have that going on as well. That's gonna be a separate episode. I'll record that. I'm hopeful to record that tomorrow, with the kind of trying to get to this new schedule. But depending on what I decide to do tomorrow, I'm recording this on Wednesday night right now. This won't come out until probably Saturday, and then I'm gonna record on back-to-back days. So I've got this going on, market to market recap, which we'll get into here more in a minute. Postcast. Oh, by the way, postcast, market to market, right? So we got that going on. Championship races, NASCAR going down. That's another separate one. And I'm gonna record ahead and preview what's gonna hopefully go down. Sub 80. What I've been working towards, training towards, since the back end of July. It feels like a whole 2 years, something like that, since I last competed. Man, my goodness. Ooh, I am definitely ready to compete, because I'm ready to take my frustrations out on the competition. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize to y'all now. I'm ready to take my anger, my frustrations out on the competition, because that's what I just found out. In the last half hour, unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So I'll leave it at that. But anyways, I'm going to take care of it in the end of the night. I'll tell you that right now. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to try to calm down a little bit here. So I'm just like I said last week on the show, right? I'm like a little kid right now, ready to get out of timeout. No, I'm not having timeout. Ready to get out of time and rejoin the fun, right? The race is the fun part, baby. So all this training that I've done, and I'll probably end up saying this again on the preview show coming up. I'm going to record ahead, because next week I'll probably not going to record because I'm be locked in. Well, I'm already locked in. I'm already locked in. And even after this little, whatever it is, this little, I don't know. I apologize, EG3 Nation. I apologize. It's just, I think some things are for the podcast and others are for you, for the therapist. But anyways, but yeah, so you have all that going on there. So all the training and whatnot. And so, yeah, I'm ready to compete for myself and yeah, and take it to the competition and send a message. It's been way too long since we last competed by ourselves. I mean, we competed at the Plaza 10K this past semester, a couple of months ago. And that 1 week where we won the race at Leawood, that was a statement by itself too. Oh, by the way. Oh yeah, and it's been a long year. It's been a long year of dealing with everybody's else's mess, if you will. And I'm just tired of it. I'm as tired. I'm to the point that I was already tired before Leawood there as well. So I'm just tired of it all, really. So and that's why kind of stretching towards kind of refocusing myself a little bit there, and maybe so after this, because you can, some people you just can't trust. I do not mean to turn this into a therapy session here on a podcast, but I don't know. It's just, you're just ready. At this point, I'm ready to compete, get out there, make a statement again. And hopefully, what we've been training for all summer off, summer long, and including the fall with this cold wind overcast. And for the first time, we have seen the sun out for the last, 5-6 days. Maybe that's why the change happened there, turned werewolf into whatever, because we can't, some people can't just make up their damn minds what they want to do. But anyways, yeah, so overcast for 5 days. And now for the first time late in the day on Wednesday, as I sit here and record this podcast, amped up, frustrated, pissed off, we see the sun come out. So maybe that's a positive thing right there. See the sun coming out there after 5 days of just overcast. It's been windy the last couple of days here in the KC metro area. Super windy today. Got done with my workout a couple hours ago, a little earlier than usual. So, well, not this morning because getting in late last night. So just kind of waited. It was kind of in the plan anyways. And then took care of my repeats this afternoon and find out about some more silliness just a while ago. So it's like, I don't know. It's been another year of frustration. Let's put it like that. I mean, it's another year of just frustration outside of work, podcasting, running. I mean, those really up to 2 weeks now, I've been sane. I've been sane, but yeah, we're on the way back, and I can't wait to make a even more statement next weekend. This is the EG3 podcast here, market to market postcast. Yeah, I did not expect to go that direction, but I did it anyway. Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Missouri, record this podcast on Wednesday, October 27th, 2025. So, yeah, man, obviously more on the preview side coming up. That's going to come out probably Wednesday or Thursday, probably more likely. So that preview, what we've been training on, and I'll just go ahead and say this up front. Earlier, it was supposed to be the Great Life Halfsy race in Lincoln, Nebraska, which that's going to be a nice transition into what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. I've been pivoted. I just haven't told why. Well, I clued y'all in a little bit, but I have not made that official in the podcast there. So we have officially pivoted to Plan B. Oh boy, I cannot wait to next week. I just can't wait to next week. That's all I'm going to say. And there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm going to hold off until we can hopefully complete this mission next weekend. Oh, there's a whole bunch I want to say, but I'm going to keep on holding on to it because it's just been another, outside of the big three, work, running group. I'll put run groups in that and podcasting. It's been another frustrating year. So I don't know, man. I don't know, guys, how much longer. It even having talks with other people outside of this podcast gave me some options. Well, I've taken those in consideration. So I'll leave you out as I will. So there's that. But I mentioned, yes. Yeah, so Great Life AFC out of the equation. But a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity, a unique opportunity, me and six others to partake in the market races in Omaha slash Lincoln. Because you're starting in Omaha and you're in Lincoln. And this has been one of the more popular relay races, right? And look, last year I did the Patriots Run, right? The ultra marathon which was, again, Team Kurtz. Shout out Team Kurtz. Unfortunately, you know, the Kurtz went in another direction right there. But again, we got to shout them out because they're the one that really put that thing together or they had to put it together, but they put that thing deal together last summer, and that was a blast there. And I love relays, man. I love relays ever since I started track back in, as I was a junior in high school. Ooh, them relays, boy. Those super ass competitive. We know it. We've seen it in the Olympics. We see it high schoolers, middle schoolers, whatnot, even now with running, right? So it was just another unique experience. And no, I did not run all 75 miles. You missed out on it. I believe it was last summer. It feels like 5 years ago now, but it was last summer, right? We competed, obviously, in the KC Backyard Ultra. That's one of the options for next year for me. Again, I said that nothing's not set in stone for next year. Because I've been too focused on the goals at hand right now. And even more so, I've been focused on, you know, trying to finally achieve this lifetime goal of mine that I set way back when, right? So we've been locked in. So nothing's not yet in stone, but options are definitely on the table. And once the half marathon's done, and obviously after that, we're going to jump in one more race, but it's going to be kind of for fun. kind of fun there. So yeah, we're gonna be doing that hopefully, but yeah, I'm gonna sign up a week beforehand there as well, so I'm not gonna worry about that right now, obviously. But the goal right now, I'm worried about this race right now, next weekend. So but yeah, so 75 miles started in Omaha, and there were what I want to say 24 stages, something like that. Let me see something real quick. If I can get it out real quick here. If I can't, I'm going to have to go back to my Instagram post here, folks, for that. But yeah, I do know this, though. Over 20 stages, right? I think it was like 22 stages, actually. But yeah, 75 miles, had kind of a little goal in mind, and we knocked out that goal. We knocked out that goal in our team name. This was from the original KCRC team, not anybody else. Yes, the original KCR team bunch. We're not in Kansas anymore. That was our team name there as well. So there were a lot of teams. There are so many different teams, so many combinations. And this is one of the hottest tickets, I would probably say, in the country right here. Market. They have another one in Iowa. I think between Iowa and Nebraska, they have 2 a year. Now, I might be wrong on that, but I did see Iowa open up their registrations, or already did that. Nebraska, now I think I did not add, I should have texted Carrie Ann. Maybe I'll probably do that at some point down the road here. I should have texted, dude. And yeah, I think we're on the fence of, now again, that's depending on whatever happens, because there's lottery stuff going on right now. The Sydney, the other world major, the seventh world major, Sydney Marathon, just came out with their lottery and made their announcements there as well. So I saw only a couple people from my group, well, not necessarily KCRC, but from the Facebook group or from the Facebook page, get in there as well. got that going on there. So you got that Chicago's already for the automatic people that are made the qualified standard there as well. We might be putting our name back in it. I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. So usually I hold off on that, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. We could potentially put our names back in the hat. But again, when we ran Chicago last year, last fall, we made it on time. I qualified on time to get in Chicago. That's how I made it in. I'd have to rely on the lottery. But this time around, since I ran a slow ass time, I'm going to put my, hey, why not, right? I'll just put my name in it and see what happens. I usually don't get luck anyway. So why not? But yeah, one of the runners, in the Casey community has hit the lottery twice now. so tell that what that is now. Yeah, he's now going. Yeah, he got us up to Sydney and one in Tokyo. Ooh, RIP to that bank account, baby. Ooh, you better be doing some serious saving, baby. Ooh, two over. Now, again, he's trying to chase all six. Now, you got to get all seven. Now, all the stars. People are, again, and this can be another episode, but I'm not going down that route. I'm not going to do it right now because I'm kind of in a little bit of a ranting mood right now. But the world majors, a lot of people are chasing those right now. Only going, hey, do you, I do me, y'all do yourselves, right? So you got that going on. A lot of runners want to chase all the world majors. And again, that is up to that individual, up to that individual runner. I know I have a few friends that I know that are only going to run world majors, and that's fine. That's fine. That's totally fine as well. So yeah, man, that bank account, you better be getting a second job, big dog. I tell you that. And yeah, he hit it twice now in a span of, I think, 3 months, because of Tokyo. Tokyo made their announcement a few months ago, I think. So yeah, and then the same person got it again in Sydney. Ooh, I know that main count gonna be at negative. Oh man, I'm on a roll here tonight, here on the EG3 podcast, here marking the market postcast from a couple months ago. Oh man, I'm sorry, a couple weeks ago now. It feels like a month as well. It's been almost 3 weeks now, actually, since our team we're not in Kansas City anymore, across the finish line there as well. Eddie Greer III for another episode of this podcast here. And yes, don't worry. Yeah, I know some of y'all are thinking, I'm going to button it up later on tonight. Oh, because, I have to nip this in the bud. I just have to do it. But anyways, yes, Eddie, focus. Okay, now, so market. Yeah, man, that was so much fun. And why I'm so fired up as well, because I was concerned. Obviously, you know, you're riding around in a van. That was fun. Obviously, when you're out by yourself, at least for me, it doesn't bother me, but you're just so laser focused on, and it was a lot of back and forth, a lot of passing back and forth and whatnot, and making up spots here. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of fun meeting some new people, even seeing some friendly faces out there. And this was my first running event in Nebraska. See, this is why, that's honestly why I signed up for the Good Life Half Seat in the first place anyway. I heard so many things about it at the beginning of the fall semester. And then lately, as you can probably tell by my frustration, things did not go as planned. Things happen at a magician, just a snap at a finger. Things started happening randomly and out of nowhere and things like that. And like, what is going on? So people want to do what they turn around and be, you know, be just absolutely just. I cannot find the word. I'm going to get in trouble. Just so disrespectful. We'll just put it like that, because that word, disrespectful, has been on my mind. The last couple months, that has also been a couple of my months as well. So it just, a lot of people out here being disrespectful, and I just had enough. I had enough of it. So that's why, you know, I had Solana anyways in the back of my mind anyway. So I signed up for it 2 months ago in case, but I didn't know it was going to come come out like this, though. Not like this, though. We had all intentions of going up to Lincoln, back up to Lincoln next weekend for the race, and I cannot do it. So that's the other frustration there as well. Add to that frustration as well. It's everything mixed in a blunder, and that's why I am so off the wall pissed off there. But yeah, man, I thought I was gonna get stiff in that van. And me turning another year older, yours truly just had another birthday yesterday, another trip around the sun. So I'm thankful for that. And while I'm on that thing, I know it's been kind of a moody podcast tonight. I apologize, but maybe it is a therapeutic session. I don't know. But thank you to all that wish Fast Eddie EG3 a happy birthday. I appreciate that. I know I went ahead and before this anyways, made a little post on the old Facebook social media there as well. So yeah, so again, thank you for all the messages, whether that's Messenger, text messages, in person, Facebook obviously, and whatnot, or Indeed. I had a couple from Indeed as well. So again, much love to you guys out there. We're gonna get through this the rest of this year. Let's just get through the rest of this year without any more stupid drama or some randomness that people can just sit, do what they want to do and just, yeah, turn your back on you. But, yeah, man, so, again, for those that stuck around, like I said, stuck around this podcast the whole year or been in and out, again, thank you so much. Again, if you are a friend of the host of the show or you're just listening to this podcast or you're a NASCAR fan, we'll be talking NASCAR. Now, I'm getting this off the chest now. We'll be talking NASCAR. I'll be recording NASCAR on the next podcast here. So, this won't come out until Saturday. So, there'll be, it'll be basically a week until our 2-week total line for our half marathon next Saturday. Yeah, we're going to be racing. I cannot wait to race for myself again. I love the relays. I love the relays. But it's time to do some damage. It's time to do some damage. And even with this win, I talked about the workout earlier, my repeats. There's only like four of them because I'm in tapering mode for it, right? So it was a madhouse of a wind. But still, to run that and look, Kansas in Kansas or Oklahoma, Texas, you don't know what you're going to get. And weather-wise, because you're going to have to deal with it. And I just thought about something. Hold up. But you don't know what you're going to get with that weather. Whether it's overcast, you're out of the mercy of the weather. Windy, overcast, cold, whatever you want to get. Now, again, last time we trained for something, Olathe, overcast. The same conditions as it was today. Overcast, super ass windy. and I was actually, in some parts of that course, it was good turnout, including that the trail, Gary Haller Trail, where you did an out and back. Yeah, that turned out to be, that was a good, really good for our spectators. That I was surprised at how many were even out there. So that was awesome. See that there's just some spots there. Now, again, I better wait to the I preview it because I'll spoil it, but it's already now. So one of the running clubs there. During my birthday yesterday, but yeah, so you just can't control the weather. You got to control what you can control. That's going out. We got to go out there and do what we got to do. And all is what's happened last month, pretty much the last month now. Everything's happening from the beginning of the season, and really things that happened back to last fall. I am angry. I'm ready to go out there and put the hammer down. Also, folks, we're gonna make a statement. I feel really good. I feel really good. I don't want to sit here and say the confidence word, but again, it's like, yeah, man, I've been locked in, and yeah, I think it's best off for the squad, the fast EG3 group, stay locked in here, and just kick the outside noise to the curb for the rest of the 2025 season here. This is the EG3 podcast, market-to-market/ therapeutic session here, recording on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie.
Yeah, so there's that as well. But yeah, man, I thought to finish up my, I keep going back and forth. I apologize if I'm so ADD tonight or this edition of the podcast here, but yeah, already? So yeah, man. So I thought I was going to get stiff, but each stage, I just got, it's probably because I probably just warmed up or not, but I just got stronger each stage. Now I ran three. Let's see, we had to make some changes, a quick change in the lineup because one of our other runners wasn't able to be with us for that weekend. So we had to kind of change things around a little bit, but I still let off the thing. And boy, so it was good to get out there and just run. It's just run fast. Once again, I did not get a good warm up in. But hey, I might as well. You know what? I'll just use this as a little warm up. And I ran the most miles. EG3 did anyways. The most miles out of the team by like 2 miles. But I ran like 14 and a half, something like that. Because I ran the opening leg, the opening stage, 5.5 miles. And then there was another 5.5 miles in stage 8. And then stage 15, there was just over a 5K. So that was my stages there. So pretty much like half the team ran three stages there. Because originally it was just going to be three of us to do the heavy lifting. But I did, I mean, everybody contributed there. I might as well just go give a shout out now. Me. Let me see if I can order this. This is going to be out of order, but whatever. Okay, me. Shout out Maddie. Shout out Camille, Tall Camille. Shout out Shane. Shout out Kevin. Shout out Bobby. Shout out to Carrie Ann, who drove the van. Let me see here. I know I'm missing somebody. Shout out to Neil as well. I think that's it, actually, there as well. Shout out to Kevin as well. Shout out to our team. It was more good memories made. Hey, I mean, despite, you know, all this frustration stuff, just good memories. One of the positives of 2025 there is making memories there, making new ones there, and that was great to end. Oh yeah, that's coming to the finish line, baby. Okay, so yeah, just making memories there with some of the KCRC, but the original KCRC bunch there. And then when we cross the finish line, who else do we saw? We see the A, I'm gonna call them the A team, because they opened up they had the other entry. They allowed us, because they apparently, I'm gonna shout out to the Ramblers, yes sir. Oh my goodness. Oh, I needed this. Yeah, the Rambling crew. Shout out Preston. Their group started earlier, but I think they earned an extra entry last year, and Preston did not want to organize it, so he left it up to someone to do it, and that someone was Carrie Ann there as well. So yeah, Preston's group, the Ramblers. Now again, I don't know off the top of my head their team name, but again, their uniforms were yet again fly, super fly. They came in before us, and we're trying to catch them. That was a lot of fun. Like, we tried to run them down, obviously there, and they did it first last year. It was their first time doing it, and they won a costume challenge last year, I believe, I'm not mistaken, there as well. So I guess that earned them that extra, like, hey, you know, we give you all an extra entry. So that allowed us into the mix there as well. So we were trying to play catch up with them because they started an hour earlier. I think a little bit less than an hour from us there. But yeah, two Kansas teams representing in Nebraska a few weeks ago for a Market 2025 edition there as well. So and running into them because I haven't seen them in a minute. I know. A lot of people are like, where's Eddie at? Why is he not at Run Club? Well, we'll get that story after the half marathon. It's not. It's not you guys. Circumstances. Like I said tonight, it's been circumstances tonight that have got me wound up to the point that I've nipped it in the bud in a lot of other places, and I guess I've nipped this one too before I go to bed tonight. So I'm so sorry. But yeah, man, so yeah, it's like, where's Eddie at? We ain't seen him in a minute. Well, We'll get into all that in the postcast of that marathon. I don't want to that right now. It's the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock right now, so we're about to close that podcast out. But yeah, man, it was fun to see them. It's been a minute since I've seen any of them. And of course, shout out to Bailey and Emily. They're gonna be representing this weekend, the New York City Marathon going down this weekend. When this comes out, Lord willing, hopefully they'll finish. They'll be okay. They'll be okay, but hopefully they'll finish the marathon. That's important. They've been really training hard. They've been after it, really, since the beginning of the year. I've been very, very happy, pleased. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I know they're not the competitive types and not all that, but they've done a lot of work. through at this point, so that's amazing. That's exciting for them. I'm excited for them to see what they accomplished this weekend in New York City. Yeah, the New York City Marathon going down this weekend, the last of the world majors. And then yes sir, let's go, baby, let's go. Yeah, we're gonna be stepping up in the line. You can tell I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'll do the damn thing at this point. We'll be towing a line next weekend. Towing a line. Exactly. Next weekend. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Week from Saturday, baby. Week from Saturday, baby. Go, baby. Going down. Can't wait. I just can't wait. I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all, baby. Got something for everybody. Ooh. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready. But anyways, yeah. So Bailey and Emily will take the stage. New York City Marathon this weekend. And yeah, shout out to all people who complete the Marine Corps Marathon despite the government shutdown. Somehow, now, again, congratulations to all that did that. I know I had a small group, friend group that did that as well. Saw some fast times put down, some PRs put down. So congratulations to everybody. Completed the Marine Corps Marathon in D.C. So there's that. And this is despite of the government shutdown. Because there were a couple of whisperers that, since I said it, they're going to cancel the race. And if you don't have a pivot, you know, I know one person did. I don't know about everybody else. But luckily, everything just stayed the course there. On that one, everything stayed the course there, and everybody, 40,000, something like that I saw, or more than that, probably ran that race. It's crazy, and that just blows your mind. That just blows your mind. I know the ladies' winner was, I want to say 301. I should go back and check. I'll probably do that now. 301. The winning time for the men was what, 216, something like that. There as well. Oh, got a notification as I'm sitting recording the end of the EG3 podcast. K-State Women's Volleyball about to start here in a couple of minutes against Utah. So that's going to be a perfect time for me to wrap this up here, not before I go anymore, because, boy, like I said, I got so much to say. But I'm going to hold it. I got another week to hold it. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I have been sitting on a lot of stuff I want to say, and that's not even the start of it. That's not even start of it. So, but yeah, Marine Corps, shout out to those guys and gals who did that there as well. So let me see if I can real quick do that here real quick while I'm thinking about it here on the pod here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So let me see here. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So Kyle King, on the men's side, won the Marine Corps last weekend, and on the women's side, Tessa Barrett there as well, and King apparently three-peated. So how about that? So Kyle King, we know the marathon is unforgiving. Kyle King three-peated at Marine Corps last weekend, so shout out to him for doing that. And Tessa Barrett put down, wait, hold up, King's time was a 2:18.51. Hold up here a second. Apparently here, the women here, let me see here, Tessa has won back-to-back marathons. So we have a couple of streaks going on coming out of the Marine Corps. Kyle King, three-peated at Marine Corps. That's tough to do. Even for me, you know, like you go to a race and you're defending champ of that race, but you know, it's all of who's going to show up. That is the key. That's going to be probably the key next week, next Saturday. It's all who's going to show up there to either potentially PR or to win a race or run a solid fast time or get a PR, whether it's sub 80s, sub 2 hours, sub 3 hours, sub 210, whatever that is, or sub 130, whatever, 145. It doesn't matter. Again, it's all depending on who shows up and what the weather is. You just cannot predict that. All you have to do is you have to control. You have to do what you have to do to get ready for these races. And for Kyle King, the three-peat, damn! So it's Kyle Kyle King three-peated while Tessa Barrett, the women's winner, won her second consecutive marathon. So apparently she won another marathon earlier this year. Somewhere, I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to find it right now. 2:34 for Barrett, who won her the women's division, obviously, and then Kyle King three-peated there as well. That's incredible. That is some stud stuff right there coming out of there. But obviously now the New York City Marathon, so that is left there, and that's it. And of course, the Kansas Half Marathon. Is happening in Lawrence this weekend as well. So I know a few friends of mine are doing that race as well. So yeah, Kansas Half Marathon snuck up there as well. And of course, and I think Indy is this weekend as well. Let me double check that real quick while I'm on a roll here. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure it is this weekend, Indianapolis Marathon. Let me see here. Indy Marathon. Oh, race schedule here. Yeah. A's doing it. Oh, that's next weekend as well. So we got a triple header here coming. So we have Indy, Salina on Saturday. And then you have Grid Life Halfsy on Sunday. So we have some cool races coming up here next couple weeks. Next couple weeks, obviously. We've already finished almost all these world majors now, folks. All that's left is New York City. And all starts over again. Here before we all know it. And obviously the winter, woo, that's gonna be right here around the corner before we all know it. It's gonna be sitting here before we all know it. But yeah, Tokyo 2026 kicks it all off. I don't know the exact date of the Sydney Marathon. Not that it matters. We're not doing it. Anyways, so there's that. So you have New York City Marathon. I think both Kansas Half and New York City are on the same day. So that's the Sunday double header there as well. And then, of course, you have more races coming next weekend with, of course, I said Salina in Indianapolis. And then, of course, Good Life Half Sea up in Lincoln, Nebraska there as well. So, yeah, a lot going on here as we about to close in on the race. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some holiday races. Yep. With Thanksgiving. Yep. Right around the corner as well. And, of course, Christmas there as well, but holy smokes, yeah. So there's going to be races there, but fun races, fun five tricky trots, 5Ks to get into, all that other stuff. And then, of course, flipping the script, Lord willing, to 2026, where, of course, speaking of the original KCRC group, in the group chat anyways, some people have already locked in for Mesa. So, again, it goes all the way back from the Mesa Marathon in February. Yeah, I can't sit here and say I'm committed because, like I said, I'm locked in. I'm even more locked in now on my half marathon race next weekend. And so, I'll worry about that when we're all wrapped up next weekend and where we're going to be at. But yeah, man, we'll see what happens. I have other things in mind that I want to compete in for the winter season, and it's probably not going to be a marathon. We'll see about that. Anyways, but we did put our name in. Well, I'll probably save it until I do or don't know. I did put my name in a lottery, and I might end up putting my name in another half marathon. Speaking of New York, yeah, I got another email from the Brooklyn
New York City half. So might be putting my name in that. I already told y'all, we might put our name in the lottery this time around for Chicago. Again, we got in Chicago last fall because of our time, the year before that and all, everything else like that. So that's how we got in to Chicago, and we're gonna have to do it the hard way this time, this lottery gig. So I'm not putting any hopes on it. And I ain't putting any hopes in this lottery stuff. Like I said, that one guy that we know, he's hit the lottery twice here in 2025. So it's just like, man, oh man. So yeah, I mean, so it's been one of the, another, like I said, it comes back around, but hey man, all you gotta do, it's proof in the pudding, and you have to nip it in the bud. We're going to be doing that here at the end of the night. So EG3 is going to be has even more motivation than it already even has. going in. Already have more motivation, and a angry EG3 ain't good competition. I'm going to tell you that right now, folks. The EG3 podcast. Oh, yeah, by the way, yes, thank you. Real quick. I feel like this is all about me. Well, it is. It's my podcast. But anyways, thank you. Shout out to the folks. I don't know how many volunteers who put on this event for Market to Market. I'm sure there's a lot of brain. There's that discussion as well. In the van. How many volunteers put this thing together? Almost, it starts in Omaha, and we all end, cross that finish line. All of our teams cross the finish line in Lincoln, Nebraska. I think there are there got to be hundreds of teams over there. It's crazy, man. This is, again, like I said, this is the hottest ticket in the U.S. Other, outside the World Majors, and maybe Grandma's Marathon, the 50th edition, which sold out less than a week. you knew you couldn't be stupid and not know, because if you were going to sign for that race, you had to get up on it now. You couldn't wait, because it's a golden anniversary, and I've been fortunate now to compete in both the marathon and the half marathon. Of course, you're truly negative split the half marathon. Yes, that episode's up on the feed, so go check that out, how EG3 did that. But yeah, man, so yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's the hottest ticket in town right now. Depending, again, it's going to depend on what races I sign up for next in 2026 and whatnot. It's just going to depend on a lot, because EG3 might have a little announcement to make here after marathon, after the fun marathon. And we even, look, the furthest, I'll explain this again in the preview. The furthest I went in this block was 16. So, but this is only fun anyway, this marathon that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be fun anyways. This is going to be with the group of the KCRC bunch, aka SSRC bunch. So yeah, there's that. there's that for you. If anything else like that, this is going to be a fun marathon, not serious, anything else like that. So yeah, so that will be very, very interesting and fun. I'm looking forward to that. But hey, EG3, Fast Eddie's got to take care of business, and he's pissed off. So we got all that going on there as well. So yeah. So shout out. So big thank you again to the Market to Market volunteers, whoever participated, had a hand in that. You guys are the rock. You guys are the real MVPs for putting it all together. And we'll have to see if I'm up there again next year. I mean, again, lots on the table for next year. One's kind of locked in, but not. I have to wait. Oh, see, I am. That's why I gotta have something in October somewhere. I cannot wait until the CIM. That's too long. It's too long already watching everybody else. And no offense to everybody else that's been racing, putting down some fast times and whatnot. No offense to you guys. I'm like, see, again, it's that kid in the corner. I want to get out and play. It's like, I gotta have something. I gotta hit either Des Moines or Kansas City. I cannot wait. Oh, a whole nother. Now, again, it's probably because my coach does not want me to jump in all these races. Again, it's depending. But again, if you have a coach, you have to listen. Right? And we've been spot on, honestly. And again, we'll go in all that on the next running edition, which will be the preview of the half marathon. But yeah, man, so we'll just gotta see what happens. I just don't know. I don't know. You just gotta be prepared for anything at this point. So yeah.
True colors, baby. All right. Woo! Y'all, the EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. Again, thank you to all that have stuck it out with me throughout the 25 year. And I know it's been, again, I kind of vented my frustrations here tonight on the show. And yeah, we'll just, again, close that book, throw it in the trash can, and, you know, finish getting ready, locked in, and just put that on, that's another block to put in my memory, or I should say block, that's another note to put in my memory bank for next week. Yeah, so there's that. But yeah, again, thank you again for hanging out again, and then, of course, stay tuned for this podcast, because, again, if you're a NASCAR fan, I'll be popping out. Hopefully, I record it tomorrow. I know I got trying to get used to this rest of the schedule here on the pit. I haven't even decided what I'm going to do tomorrow at that. But, yeah, I'm going to try to record the championship preview because championship races are this weekend. The end of the NASCAR season is upon us there. That's a separate episode. Look out for that. And, of course, like I said, for a few times tonight on the EG3 podcast, I will have... I'm going to go ahead and record the preview ahead of time. So that is up. I ain't fooling around with it because I'm, yeah, as I said, voiced already, I am ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to rock and roll. I ran strongly at the relays. And I feel like now I'm pretty much locked in. I'm ready to race. So there's that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish line on another running edition of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much once again for hanging out here. This will come out. Look out for this on Saturday night ahead of the New York City Marathon and Kansas Half. There as well, and ahead of the Championship 4. we got that going on as well. So, yeah, I'll do the Championship 4 separately there as well. For right now, we have crossed the finish line. We're going to get a water break, Gatorade in, a long Gatorade break in here. Again, thank you so much, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. Fast Eddie. This has been another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We out.